International eyes have been on what the UN has called the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. But another deadly conflict is heating up in the mountains of Myanmar's north. Aid workers say they're profoundly concerned by fighting near civilian populations in Kachin State, where a decades-old conflict has seen new clashes recently, described as the most intense since the 1960s. Thousands of civilians have fled, but thousands more are trapped without supplies. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
The conflict in the mountains of Myanmar's north has ebbed and flowed for years, but recently has intensified. Captain Labang Zelam is an officer with the Kachin Independence Army. As long as the Burmese keep coming at us, he says, we have to keep fighting. Away from the front lines in the state capital of Lhasa, the wounded are treated, including soldier Si La, who lost an eye. He says, my friends were standing next to me, and one after another they got shot. When I saw that, I got really scared. This conflict goes back a long time. When Burma, now called Myanmar, gained its independence in 1948, its many ethnic groups were promised that they'd later be able to break away and form their own lands. But that hasn't happened, and ever since the ethnic armies have fought against the military, known as the Tatmadaw. Australian Dustin Barter is with Oxfam, and he just returned from Kachin State.
The recent escalation in fighting is particularly worrying because it's so widespread throughout over five townships. We're also seeing a lot of fighting in civilian areas, which has displaced thousands of civilians and also trapped many people in the conflict areas, and we're unable to get humanitarian access or safe passage out for the civilians from those conflict areas.
Mr. Barter spoke with some of those recently displaced by the fighting, including this man in his 40s from Bumnang Yang village, who says there were airstrikes, artillery and then small arms fire.
When the fighting started, we fled. My children were on the other side of the village and fled into the jungle. I worry about their education. If the fighting stops, they can come back and go freely to school. My two children are still in the jungle after 6 days. There is no phone connection.
A woman from the same village says she had just started preparing for the monsoon rice planting and wanted to return, but was scared about reports of torture.
If the government takes the military away, I want to go home because I just started preparations for rice planting season. My livelihood is there, and it's also not safe here.
Dustin Barter from Oxfam says other civilians are trapped by the fighting.
People had fled into the jungle and were still trying to get access and safe passage for approximately 2,000 people that are trapped in the jungle and unable to escape.
Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has said that peace is her highest priority, yet there's been little progress in government-run peace talks, with some of the biggest ethnic groups, including the Kachin Independence Army, refusing to take part. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok, reporting for PM.